Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. We know the economy's looking pretty shaky right now, and financially it's getting tougher for millions of Australians as interest rates continue to go up. But the worst could still be to come, because we could end up in a recession. Today, the ABC's finance expert, Alan Kohler, on what that would look like and who we should blame if it happens. Alan Kohler, first let me ask you, when did Australia last have a recession?
Well, actually, there was a sort of a recession in 2020 because of the pandemic. There was a very small decline in one quarter and then quite a large one in the second.
It's happened. After nearly 30 years of uninterrupted growth, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg today conceded Australia is in recession.
So, yes, it was a technical recession in 2020, but the last proper recession was 91.
What was happening then?
So that was the one that Paul Keating said we had to have.
This is a recession that Australia had to have.
What happened was that the Reserve Bank put up interest rates in 1988 to 1989, quite a lot, actually, from 10% to 17.5%. Mm. And I remember that well because we just bought a house and the mortgage rate was sky high.
Today, as the Treasurer perhaps appropriately prepared to fly out to Paris, interest rates shot up to a level not even speculated about last month. A new record of 17%.
So we were in strife then, but the reason Paul Keating said it was we had to have the recession was because there was a wages breakout starting at the end of the 1980s, and they had to get the wages under control, and that's what they did.
Mm, so you have a memory of trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah, what were you doing at the time?
Well, I mean, and this really gets to. The thing about recessions is that you're okay if you keep your job. Mm. The problem with recessions is that it makes the society into two levels, those who lose their job and also those who have a small business and their income therefore fluctuates. If you've got a shop, a fish and chip shop or a clothing shop.
Unemployment has jumped to its highest level for 12 months.
Rate of unemployment has hit a 12-month high.
In the 91 recession, unemployment went above 10%, about a million people lost their job. So those people were in strife. But I actually got a pay rise in 91 because I switched jobs and got more money. A lot of the money was taken away by the higher interest rates. But still, those who keep their job in a recession, you really don't even notice it, to be honest. The problem is the people who lose their jobs and also those who have got fluctuating incomes.
Okay, so you sort of survived it, but it was a pretty tough time by the sounds of it for a lot of people who lost their jobs at that time. Is that what happens in most recessions? I mean, what's going on when a recession happens? What causes it?
Well, the key characteristic of a recession is the increase in unemployment. That's what, mm-hmm. I mean, we look at GDP and we say that a technical recession is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, that is to say the national output, gross domestic product, which is the collected goods and services produced by a country, actually declines. But really what matters is what happens to unemployment. If a million people lose their job, that's really a recession.
I want to have a look at whether or not we could be heading for a recession here in a moment. But I guess first we need to understand the state of the economy. It's a bit complex, I know, but let's look at interest rates. They've gone up again this week. In just 3 months, we've seen a 1.25 percentage point increase. Seems like a lot, and it seems pretty quick. Have we seen, Alan, anything like that before?
It's probably quicker than we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. In 1994, the interest rates went from 4.75 to 7.5% pretty quickly in 6 months. The difference this time is that the starting point was so low. So we've had interest rates go from 0.1% to 1.35% so far. When the interest rate went from 4.75% to 7.5% in 1994, that was a rapid increase, but it wasn't even doubled. I mean, the rate wasn't doubled. But here, this time, the rate has gone up by 135 times, which is the same as if the mortgage rate went from 8% to 16% in terms of the impact on people's repayments.
Mm.
I mean, that's unprecedented. There's been nothing like that before.
So, Alan, why then is it so dramatic? What is the Reserve Bank trying to do? What is it doing?
The number one thing it's trying to do is to normalise, to get interest rates back to something like normal. Well, I mean, what is normal? Who knows? But they don't really know what it is exactly. They'll know when they get there, they say. The reason they want to get it back to something approaching normal is because, as the governor said, has said a few times now, there'll probably be another downturn at some point, and they want to be in a position to respond to it by cutting interest rates. And they can't cut interest rates unless, well, they certainly can't cut interest rates from 0.1%. They need to get them back up to something like normal. Now, the market, the futures market, which is where people bet on what interest rates are going to do, the futures market says that the cash rate will be 3.5% in the middle of next year. Most of the economists who do these predictions say it'll be probably 2.5%, maybe 2%, that sort of level.
Along with normalising or so-called normalising interest rates, Alan, the RBA also points to the need to target inflation by increasing interest rates. Just explain how that works.
Well, it's a bit appalling in my, I think. Mm. I mean, we've got high inflation. People are having trouble with cost of living because wages are rising at 2.5%. Inflation's 5%. That means on average we're all falling behind and we're seeing the prices go up and we're, you know, a lot of people are struggling with the prices. So the only tool we've got to fight the rise in prices, the only tool is to make it worse by putting up the price of money, which is effectively what interest rates are. So the only thing the RBA can do is to make things worse so that people stop spending, unemployment rises, wages don't rise, and the economy slows down. It's pretty rough, I reckon, that the way the RBA deals with inflation is by putting up prices even more and making it tougher.
Alan, let's now go back to this idea of another recession here. Borrowers are being increasingly hit. We know that at the moment things are pretty tough. And we can see news out of America about a possible recession
there.
Jerome
Powell pledged today to raise interest rates enough to douse inflation without sparking a recession. Powell told a U.S. Senate hearing that he still hopes for a so-called soft landing.
Why are they talking about a recession or a possible recession in the United States?
Well, actually, I reckon America is already in recession. Mm-hmm. The first quarter, the March quarter, GDP was revised on Friday. They previously announced the March quarter GDP in America went down by 1.4%. They revised that on Friday to 1.6% decline. And most of the predictions now for the second quarter, they reckon that the second quarter GDP is declined by 2.1%. So that'll be two quarters of declining GDP in America, which means that it's a recession there already. It'll be very difficult for the rest of the world to stay out of recession when America goes in.
So what sent the US economy in that direction?
Rising interest rates, but also huge increases in petrol prices there and coal and other prices caused by the war in Ukraine and also the supply chain problems coming out of the pandemic.
Right, okay. So the US Reserve, it's been increasing interest rates quite quickly and by a lot, and that's partly why, not fully, but partly why you think the US is now in recession. The RBA here, it's basically been doing the same thing, right? So could we actually follow the US into recession?
Definitely, yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying we are definitely going to have a recession. I think that the risk of that is high because Australian debt levels are very high. In fact, the highest in the world, higher than America. And that's largely because house prices have gone up so much in Australia, so people have had to borrow more in order to buy houses. The Reserve Bank has to be much more careful here than the Federal Reserve in America because of that level of debt, because, you know, it could easily tip the economy here over into recession.
Mm, and if we have a recession, Alan, will it be a recession we had to have?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that the Reserve Bank needs to put up interest rates a little bit, but not very much and not very quickly. I think it's moving too quickly and too much.
And if we do, Alan, end up in recession, who should we blame?
Oh, it's entirely in the hands of the Reserve Bank. From here, I mean, it was and still is. If there is a recession, it will be caused by the Reserve Bank.
Alan Kohler presents the Finance Report on ABC's 7pm TV news. The RBA Governor, Philip Lowe, has previously said he expects inflation to reach 7% by the end of the year. He says further increases in interest rates will be determined by incoming data and the board's assessment of inflation and the labour market. This episode was produced and mixed by Chris Dengate. Additional production by Sydney Peed. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all of our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.